discipline or reconcile? That is the question.
State House Speaker Tom Leonard figuring out his next move after his income tax rollback tanked in his own chamber. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
An embarrassing defeat, largely the result of putting the bill up before the speaker knew the votes were there.
And as it turned out, a dozen of his Republicans were determined.
Determined.
No ways.
Saying they weren't about to vote for a major tax cut without knowing what the accompanying budget cuts would be.
And siding with Republican Governor Rick Snyder against their speaker, Speaker Leonard.
A point not lost on the governor, who made courtesy phone calls to the dozen, well, let's call them Snyder Republicans, thanking them for their no votes to keep the budget balanced.
And the vote was barely over before Speaker Leonard stripped one of the offending Republicans of his committee chairmanship.
Now, the speaker says it was because the lawmaker said he would vote yes and then voted no, but it was no secret that the loss of his House Financial Services Committee gavel had been dangled over Representative Jason Shepard as a possible punishment, well, for a couple of weeks now.
Pulling the committee chairmanship, that was enough for another Republican lawmaker to call for an internal look at whether Leonard went too far in strong-arming reluctant Republicans into supporting the income tax cut.
I felt pressure. I think all of us felt a lot of pressure to change our votes.
State Representative Dave Pagel says he wants some answers about why things happened and what's going to happen next.
And now Pagel may also pay a price, not just for his vote, but for speaking out also.
A bill of his up for a committee vote this week has been pulled from the agenda. The committee chair made no secret. It's for, quote, not being a team player.
And the question is now, just what does it mean to be a team player in this House Republican caucus?
Winning the tax rollback vote would have been a coup for a new speaker with aspirations of winning the Republican nomination for state attorney general in 2 years, not to mention for the host of state House Republicans eyeing bids for state Senate seats.
Which just all adds to skepticism about whether this was really about returning money to taxpayers or just allowing some lawmakers with bigger ambitions to cast a politically useful vote.
Indeed, House Republicans may be in the market for a good relationship counselor as they chart a course for what could be a very fractious session leading into the 2018 elections.
Because being a team player can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
If he's not careful, Speaker Leonard runs the risk of creating a committed opposition team within his own caucus, and that's on top of fighting with the Democratic opposition.
Politics, as in life, it is important to be careful in choosing your friends.
And it is also important to be careful in choosing your enemies.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.